Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
Everyone knows ESPN 97.5 is the best. Now, it's official. Named best radio station in the city by Houston Press. Houston's new sports leader is ESPN 97.5.
And another one.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gal Media station.
All right. We've got free agents flying all over the place. I haven't really seen anything with the Texans yet. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780. ESPN's the number, and it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Certainly there's some football players having a really good Monday today based on some of the stuff that's going around, so let's have some fun. Most of you aren't going to be stuck in traffic today either, which, thanks to spring break, everybody's able to get around at a reasonable pace, which I think is both good and bad because it means fewer people are probably listening today, but that's all right. Going to be a fun week. We're in studio today, tomorrow. Wednesday, we will be at Texas Mattress Makers in Katy. So for those of you out I-10, have a chance to come by and see the show and check out some of the great mattresses there. And then we're heading to Dallas for the fight this weekend, and we'll be doing two shows from there. So today and tomorrow in studio. And that's about as much as I can stall for AJ. I did the best I could. You know, I got like a whole minute and a half there.
That was almost 2 minutes, so yeah. That was impressive.
Yeah, so I figured at some point during that little diatribe he would wander in, but that hasn't happened. So he's here. I mean, his stuff's here. But, yeah, that's how we started the show today. 713-780-ESPN. So, a little shout-out to 8th Wonder. I went there yesterday for a dog walk, and they have their Dream Shake Stout now has been barrel-aged.
Ooh, they say what barrels?
I didn't ask because I had more of them than I should have. And
I don't know why, like I can tell. I'm just nerdy about where they get the barrels from
some
reason.
Yeah, but it was really good. So if you're going there and you want to try something and you like that kind of beer, then there you have it. Basically did the dog walk thing and wound up at Truck Yard and left my phone. And I was walking home and I turned around and go back, and the people we were hanging out with were still there. So I wound up having a few more drinks. I got in trouble with the wife.
What?
I don't know why. She
had Did you have your phone?
Well, I went. The phone was there.
So you went back and got it?
Yeah, I went back and got it. And when I went back, they offered to buy me a couple more drinks, so I decided to hang around a little longer.
So what were you in trouble for?
Staying another hour.
Had you already said, I'm on my way home?
No. I just said I'm going back to get my phone. I didn't really communicate very well.
So what gets me in trouble, especially when I'm drinking, is I don't know why I do this. I mean, like, if she's like, are you sober? Are you coming home? Are you going to be able to drive? And whenever I'm, like, tired of talking to her about it,
yeah,
I'll just say, I'm leaving in 15 minutes, thinking that I'll just be left alone.
Yeah.
I never leave 15 minutes from the time that text is sent, ever. And that's when she gets mad at me. So my move now is to just say, I'm leaving shortly, or I'm leaving in a little bit.
Yeah, that's usually what I'll say, leaving in a bit.
If you put a time on it, then you become a liar, because you're never going to make that time. A little while, a bit, those things.
Soon. That's a good one.
Those are left to interpretation. Now, I do think there's a limit on how long soon can be.
Right.
I mean,
you have to be reasonable about it. I mean, I think an hour counts as soon.
I think so, too. If you go more than an hour and you say, I'm leaving in a few, or I'm leaving in a little bit, or I'm leaving soon, you get past that 1 hour, you're on your own. But it's a lot smarter to leave it vague than to say, I'm leaving in 15 minutes, or I'll be home by midnight.
Right.
That is never a good move. Because if I tell my wife, I'll be home by midnight, that means I'm going to leave wherever I'm at 11:59 and be like, oh, I'm in traffic.
Yep.
You know, like, that's just,
yeah.
You know, that's
how it
works.
The traffic, there's always traffic.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's 11:59 or where you are in the city, there's always traffic.
So that's my advice to you. I don't know what you told her or what her expectations were.
Well, I didn't answer the phone when she called me, so it was on me.
But you didn't have your phone,
well,
right?
Well, no, I had it then because I went back, and it was sitting on the table.
Oh.
And I didn't hear it ring, so.
Did you see it light up?
No.
And ignore it?
I didn't pay attention. I wasn't really paying attention to the phone, and then I didn't notice until I got home that she had actually called and then texted me. So it's on me. I mean, I'm not, but on the other hand, this is what I am. That's what I've always been.
It's true.
There's no real surprise here.
But to her credit, usually when you're out degenerated up, getting hammered, she's with you out getting hammered too.
Most of the time. And she was this time up until the hour that I kind of went on my own. Maybe hour and a half.
Did she have some big plans or something?
No. I think she was.
So what'd you tell her? Just piss off?
I got home and passed out. I didn't really talk
to her. You didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
That's usually my move. Sometimes if I know I'm in trouble and I get home late, I'll just go straight to the spare room and fall asleep.
Yeah, and that's basically what I did because I knew I wasn't. But the thing is, I figured we have like a 9 a.m. thing the next day. No matter how pissed off you are about something, by 9 a.m. the next day, you have to let it go.
Mm.
It's just over with.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, because there's no point in talking about it then.
That's
so
true.
So my new thing is, if I do something like that, just try to make it till 9 o'clock.
Okay. That's not a bad call.
And it was easy today because we had meetings and, you know, I had to be here around 9, so worked out perfectly.
By the way, so I wake up super early on Monday to get here and kind of get my day started.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to not see you in the meeting this morning.
Before the meetings, yeah. And like, it's the department head meeting happens at, what, 9 o'clock?
9:30,
yeah.
Yeah, there's an ad meeting at 9, and then department head meeting at 9:30, and then our creative meeting at 10:30.
So, I got here at like 7:15, 7:30 this morning, probably 7:30. You know, I got in my office, started getting some work done. I'm trying to work on some scheduling stuff and things like that, and play-by-play, working around play-by-play and stuff like that. We got a new show starting tonight, by the way.
Very excited about that.
The Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore starts tonight at 9 o'clock.
There's a story on Sports Map about it. And also Booker T, his tag team getting in the Hall of Fame today.
Yep.
Really good timing.
Harlem Heat. So the name becomes even more appropriate because now he's a two-time Hall of Famer. But I was in there working on stuff. And then AD walks by my office at 10 o'clock. No, yeah, 10 o'clock, and he's like, hey, you decided not to come to the meeting today? I was like, oh. For some reason, I'm in the middle of all this stuff, and I thought that the meeting was at 10. But he walked by at like 9:55. So I was like, oh, I'll be there in a couple minutes. He's like, well, you missed it now. I was like, oh, it is at 9. Crap. I know. Shame. So not a good look for Team AJ.
You didn't miss much. Most of the Culture Map people were really thrown off by the time change.
Mm.
And there was a lot of confusion this morning.
Yeah.
It wound up lasting the full 30 minutes, and it really should have taken about 10.
Well, there you go.
So you didn't miss much. But, I'm learning as I go here with all these failures to, everything I do in the rest of my life, I mean, like, I am on a clock all the time, right? Show's on a clock. Meetings are at a certain time. I'm always, everything's plotted out. But when it comes to stuff like that, I suck. So, but ready to rock and roll. A lot of free agent stuff today to get to.
And we've got more breaking news.
Yes.
Per Adam Kaplan, the Bucks are trading DeSean Jackson back to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah, no real shock on that.
He wanted out of there, right?
That's been floating around all day.
Yeah, I think he said goodbye earlier today without ever a trade being announced. He's like, oh, thanks, Bucks. And they're like, well, you're still under contract, so...
Been real.
Yeah, we will we'll go over all those when we come back next segment. There's a lot of moves so far today, including like I had been saying all along, the Texans should be in on Trent Brown for what he went for. No.
Yeah.
I'm okay with him doing that, cuz that has a chance to be a big mistake. And didn't the Raiders just use a number one pick on a left tackle last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So I'm a little confused by that move, but we'll talk about that and a lot of the other stuff that has happened today. And
plenty to discuss.
Indeed, Landon Collins. And there's some big money being thrown around. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Christina says, thank you for the reminder to stay single. Yeah, most of the people on the text line are telling me I was.
Yeah.
I know I was in the wrong. I admitted it. Doesn't mean I won't do it again.
Right.
It just means I admit it. Tyler asks, who would you say is the under-the-radar best value signing so far today? To me, there are no under-the-radar signings on the first day. This is where the big guys go first. So almost everything that's happened has been the bigger names, the Landon Collins, the Trent Browns, and
I think
Nick
Foles. The Trent Brown thing, I mean, we'd heard that the Patriots were going to be in contention, but I don't think anybody knew that it was basically already a done deal.
Yeah, it happened so fast. They clearly had already agreed on the numbers.
I don't want to say that there was some sort of tampering that happened.
Right.
But, you know, it got done pretty quickly. We'll just say that.
So, yeah, and then we just mentioned DeSean Jackson being sent to the Eagles, or back to the Eagles, where, you know, that's it's another weapon for them. The Nick Foles deal to the Jaguars, which also...
Horribly kept secret. Yeah.
4 years, $88 million, $50 million guaranteed. He could make up to $100 million with, if he reaches certain incentives. Well, that's an awful lot of money for Nick Foles.
Oh, I agree. I wouldn't have done it, but they... To me, Nick Foles is a little bit better Case Keenum. He's a guy who I think you'll see flashes of him, and there are times when you're like, man, that guy could be pretty good. But what he is versus what he looks like on occasion, are different things. And I think what he is a really, really good backup quarterback.
He is an upgrade over Blake Bortles.
Oh, yeah.
And
at least they're trying.
Yeah. Yeah. That's they're in there battling.
Yep.
But obviously, Bortles, who they extended last year, will now get cut. One name that the Texans have been connected to, cornerback Bradley Roby.
Mm-hmm.
Texans, Browns, Steelers, 49ers, Raiders, and Broncos all in on him. So you'll have to overpay for him, no question.
Do you think the Raiders overpaid for Trent Brown?
I do.
Or do you think that's just what the going rate was going to be for the best tackle?
I think it's like last year when Nate Solder, that the price was going to be high. I didn't think it'd be that high.
If the
they just made him the highest paid lineman in history. I don't think he's that by any stretch of the imagination.
But let me ask you this. If the Texans had done it, would you have been okay with it?
For that money? No. No,
really?
I'm okay with them passing on him for that.
I mean, especially because the Texans have a lot of money.
They do.
I mean, a lot of cap space anyway.
They do, but you're not going to – I mean, I said all along I hope they go get him, and I thought, you know, $12 million a year, it's high, but that would be the going rate for the best tackle in free agency. I didn't think it was going to be this.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with them getting blown out of the water on that deal. Because now there's some decent – and this is where, getting back to his question, there's some decent linemen that will be part of this second wave. I'll be interested to see what they have to pay to get somebody, because they need a tackle. And
well, the problem is, would you agree that this was he was the one guy who you felt like could instantly walk in, be a left tackle, and you wouldn't have to worry about him.
And you've upgraded.
Everybody else, I think you're kind of.
Well, I think there's some good right tackles out there.
Yeah.
But I don't know you're going to have to draft a left tackle.
It's hard to draft a left tackle where the Texans are drafting.
Exactly.
So it may make the him going so fast, and I don't know if his people ever even talked to the Texans. I imagine, you know, the Texans were probably in touch with him at some point, made some sort of a reasonable offer, and then they've got an unreasonable offer and said, okay, we're going with that.
Either that or the Raiders just said, or they called and they said, listen, the Raiders are paying us this. And they said, oh, well, we can't do that.
Yeah. But yeah, the problem is everybody else seems to be a right tackle. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Juwan James or Darrell Williams, these are guys who, I mean, they're a massive upgrade
over
what the Texans have had, but I don't think that they are the kind of guys you can say, oh, this is our cornerstone tackle of our offensive line for years to come. It could be a nice piece.
Right.
But there's no Dwayne Browns in this group.
No. And you know, that's the thing. I think they still, and there's some pretty good guards. I don't think they should be out of the guard market either.
They should not.
Because
they should look to upgrade anywhere on the offensive line that they can. And if I'm the Texans, I let everybody on that offensive line know at the end of last season, like when you do, what do they call that? When you go in and you talk to everybody about their exit report
interview.
I would have told all of them, listen, all of you are fighting for your jobs. There's not one of you who should feel safe going into this offseason. Because not one of them should feel safe going into this offseason. Not one of those guys had a good enough season that they should be, oh, I'm going to be starting again next year. That's not a doubt. Like, which one of those guys do you think in their mind, like when those offensive linemen look to their left and their right, do you think there's one of them who was like, man, these guys are all in trouble, but I'm good. I can't imagine any of them felt like they had like this great season. None of them did.
Yeah, and I do think that there's, like I said, there'll be a couple of guys that maybe will be a little less expensive. Well, certainly they'll be less expensive than what the Raiders paid. But, yeah, I still think until you can fix left tackle, your offensive line's going to struggle.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a problem position for you.
Well, let me ask you this question. And when we talk about the guards that are available, there are the guys, I mean, the biggest names are Roger Saffold and Ramon Foster. And Roger Saffold had a good season with the Rams last year. More of a run-blocking guy.
Yeah.
The Ramon Foster with the Steelers is a pass-blocking guard. What do you prioritize at this point?
I would probably rather upgrade the pass protection if I have a choice.
Especially if you don't have a left tackle.
Yeah. Now, again, maybe they get one in the draft. Maybe they trade up in the draft to get a guy. But that doesn't mean he's going to be a stud right off the bat. You know, rookie offensive linemen are always a mixed bag. And frankly, from their drafting history, I don't know that they're going to get the right guy in that position.
That's true. Another guy that makes some sense is Quentin Spain, who that helps you twofold because it's that's another guy who's a good pass blocker, but he also takes away from the Tennessee Titans.
Right.
So if you can kill two birds with one stone there, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. But obviously they're looking at cornerback a lot harder here, which they need to. That's a disaster
well,
right now.
Listen, this is and we've said all along, they've got to do a lot of this in free agency and they've got to do a lot of it in the draft.
Right.
You can't count on one or the other. So if you said, okay, let's say we're looking for two solid offensive linemen in free agency and two corners, or you say two solid offensive linemen, two corners between the draft and the free agency.
Yeah.
Now maybe you say, okay, let's get two corners, both we'll get them both in free agency, and we'll get both linemen in the draft if we have to. Now, I mean, I don't know that either one of those positions are positions where you want inexperienced guys out there.
Right.
But that's the reality of what you've got. You can either have good, possibly good, inexperienced guys, or you can have bad, experienced guys, which is what they have now.
Yeah. And I think, to me, I think we'll see what happens over the next couple of days. I would be willing to bet they get two cornerbacks. I know they want Matthew back, and they made him a pretty big offer, but he's testing the market. And why would you blame him after what Landon Collins just got?
Yeah.
At worst case scenario, he comes back and says, listen, I want to play here, but they're offering me $2 more million a year than you are. Will you match it? And then the Texans will have to make that decision. But it's also a pretty good group of safeties in free agency here. So we'll.
What do you think of the money Landon Collins got? Do you think it's unreasonable?
Not really. Not for.
I don't either.
Not for a guy who makes that kind of impact on.
That actually made perfect sense to me. I know there were people like, oh, that's a lot of money for a safety. I mean, it's a pretty damn good safety. And I don't know that. I mean,
he
might be lighting money on fire going to the Redskins if you're. I mean, but because I don't know if he's going to make the Redskins winners. But for him, I think that was a reasonable contract.
Well, and you can argue that the two best safeties in the league are available in free agency here, and Collins and Thomas. I mean, those guys are certainly in the conversation. So they should get paid that way as free agents.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when healthy, you would say Earl Thomas is amongst that group. Well, I mean, when healthy.
Right.
Eric Berry's in that group, and I guess
I don't know that Eric Berry's ever quite going to be what he was.
Yeah,
though. I mean,
you know, another one, Eric Weddle's another one, and when healthy, he's in that group. I think Harrison Smith and Cam Chancellor probably have something to say about who the best ones are, and Eric Reed, who he's good now in Carolina. I mean, those guys all have a say, but yeah, they're amongst the best safeties. Period. So,
well, funny story this morning when I came into the meeting, I had an iced tea flavored Bang.
Uh-huh.
And everybody looked at the can and thought it was a hopadillo.
Well.
It's like, it wouldn't be the first time that I drank hopadillo at 9 in the morning.
I missed the meeting because I was drinking a hopadillo.
Oh, there you go.
No, actually, I had a couple Crawford box when I was out and about this weekend. And guys, whatever your flavor, Carbox got something for you. That Crawford box available basically all over the city right now. And I've gotten a bunch of people texting in, oh, man, this is a great beer. You were right. It's crushable. And it really is. As it heats up, it's the kind of beer you want to take out there with you. And it's going to do you right. Guess what else is going to do you right? The concert they got coming up Saturday, March 16th, 6 p.m. at the brewery, Ghostland Observatory and DJ Neon Indian. The opening act is Wild Moccasins. It's going to be a great time. Light, sound, great beer. And while you're there, you'll get a sneak peek tasting of an upcoming beer at Carbach. Grab your tickets today at carbachbrewing.com. And then Sunday, April 14th at noon, get ready for the Crawfish Fest out at Carbach, presented by Arctic Outdoors, benefiting the Robert Garner Firefighter Foundation. Kick back, listening to some great music by G-Love and Special Sauce, Bob Schneider, and a variety of brass bands while eating up some good Cajun crawfish. Early bird GA, $15. After that, it's $25. VIP tickets available include 3 pounds of crawfish, 3 beers, access to the VIP deck and pub with air conditioning and private bathrooms, plus an Arctic bag with a shirt and a koozie. Tickets available now at CarbachBrewing.com. That's CarbachBrewing.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I want to take a second to thank everybody who came out to the track Saturday night. We had a great time. Big crowd for those Corgi races. Those were fun to watch, I have to say. What, you know, usually those kind of things, I'm like, but we had a blast watching them. Had a couple drove all the way from Lumberton to come out, so nice people. So I had a great time, and unfortunately my flaming hot streak of kicking ass over the last week and a half came to an end.
Ah, but, that happens, man.
Yeah, it does, but still way up for the last 2 weeks, and Tuesday racing tomorrow, so I'll be playing tomorrow afternoon.
A lot of you out there who follow my basketball betting know that last weekend was one of the worst weekends I've ever had.
Yeah, and just for the record, I told you it bounced back and that I was gonna play a bunch of your plays, and I did.
Well, it bounced back this weekend. 13-4-1 I went this weekend.
That's above average.
Yeah, it was it was pretty strong. So got back I would say almost all of what we lost last weekend, and I'm feeling good now. I love conference tournament time. I mean, yeah. It's just I think there's so much value around, and for people who have asked, we're doing a podcast tonight that'll be available tomorrow. We wanted to wait until we knew all the, because this pod, it's hard now to come up with lines in advance, because during the conference tournaments you don't even know who's going to play.
Right.
So what we're doing on tonight's podcast is we're going through all of the major conference tournaments. We're picking out the teams that we like to win it, a dark horse team and a team that we're looking to bet against. And we'll still have some best bets for the people of the games that are already scheduled. So,
cool. Yeah, and we'll have that
available tomorrow,
and we'll have it up on SportsMap as soon as it's available, so you can get to it that way.
Hey, want to say, you told me during the break, I had no idea. And I've been kind of following this pretty closely, the free agency news. So Ramon Foster re-signed with the Steelers. You told me during the break, and I was like, oh, I don't know why that didn't come across my news. So congratulations to the Steelers. They get to keep one of their key guys, which at this point, once you lose Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, likely Le'Veon Bell, you've got to say, man, we got to keep something in place here to keep these fans from losing their minds. So good on them for locking him up.
You know what? I think everyone predicting the demise of the Steelers, though, might want to hold back a little bit, because – one thing they do is draft very well.
They do, typically.
And they, you know, they found Antonio Brown where they did. They found Juju. They found, you know, this Connor kid played really well for him last year. They'll find some players. I'm not too worried about them. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. While we're on college basketball, first off, nice win by UH yesterday to go in and just crush Cincinnati, which I had a few bucks on them.
There you go.
And win that conference outright. That might have been their most impressive, well, certainly the most impressive half of the season in the second half of that game, because they just shut them down and hit everything. And, I think I feel like they're pretty much locked in as a three. If they won the conference tournament and some of the teams ahead of them lost, maybe. But there's nothing wrong with the three, and that's a good spot. And
I think if they win the AAC tournament, they've got a shot at a two. I wouldn't say it's a guaranteed shot, but they've got a shot at a two. I think unless they lose early, which I don't think they will, But unless they lose early, I think they're safely a three. And even if they do lose, I mean, depending on who they lose to, like, I don't think you can lose your first game.
Yeah, they're not going to
lose. I don't think that's an issue. So I think they're a three with a possible two.
Boy, Texas. Seeing all kinds of rumors about Shaka Smart now.
Yeah, you should be.
What's going on there?
Texas is a weird tournament case because, I mean, obviously, they are not very good. At this point, they are 8-10 in conference, which, by the way, that's what they are damn near every year since Shaka's been there. They are currently 16-15 overall. And people are saying, well, why are they even in the bubble conversation? Why are they in the – because here's the deal. While they've sucked in conference play, there are not many teams in the country who have wins over North Carolina, Purdue, and Kansas. And those kind of wins – bolster the rest of your resume. I mean, when you've got wins like that, you can kind of say you can afford to lose some games you're not supposed to because Kansas State, they won at Kansas State. That's another really strong win for them. So I'm not saying they're a lock, but not a lot of teams have as strong of a group of top four or five wins as Texas, which is what's keeping them in the mix.
I think I saw that their schedule was seventh hardest in the country.
Yeah. I mean, they played Purdue, North Carolina, and Michigan State all non-conference. I mean, they got serious non-conference. But they've got some losses. That Oklahoma State loss, they lost both games to TCU. They lost to Georgia, who's horrible. I mean, they've got some really rough losses, and they should be on the bubble. They're one of those teams. And I'll be honest, there's teams like I think you can make a good case for a team like Belmont over a Texas or a TCU or Indiana or Clemson, or, you know, North Carolina State.
Indiana's another one that's kind of like Texas that you look at it and you say,
But Indiana doesn't have those quality wins at the top. They beat Michigan State twice, so I guess that is a couple quality wins. But, a lot of these teams didn't play the non-conference schedule Texas did, and that's why Texas, and at this point, they might get rewarded, but they've collapsed so hard down the stretch.
Well,
they're
losing the
four of the last five. I mean,
how much attention is the committee going to pay to how they finish, especially if they go one and done in the tournament and are 500?
Well, and there's a good chance of that. They play Kansas. Mm-hmm. What I will say for them is they beat Kansas at home, and when they were at Fog, which nobody wins there, I guess unless Texas Tech comes in and does it, but they only lost by two at Fog. So, Texas matches up well with Kansas, but I wouldn't feel good about saying they'll beat them.
Now they almost have to, don't they? Because if they don't,
then if they don't make it, you can't feel bad for them. You know what I mean? So they're in a position where if they win that game, they're going to make the tournament. If they lose that game, it's going to be hard to justify putting a 500 team, because that's what they would be at that point. Is they would be 16-16 with a losing record in conference. I don't think anybody's going to cry tears for you at that point.
I was reading some speculation that Shaka may take another job as one of those mutual agreement things. So that maybe they don't have to pay him the big buyout if they help him get another job. And a lot of people asking what would the Tech coach be a good fit there?
He'd be a good fit damn near anywhere. But my guess is Chris Beard, being a defensive coach, they may want to move away from that, because part of the complaint from Texas fans is they're not getting the same quality recruit that they did under Rick Barnes, because a lot of these one-and-done types don't want to come and play real strong defense all day. And to me, I'd rather have guys who are going to work hard and play defense than guys who are going to come for a year and be good and leave, because Texas isn't the kind of program. We've seen it. Even when they had those guys, even when they had Kevin Durant, what'd they do? They win one game in the NCAA tournament, and get bounced. LaMarcus Aldridge, same thing. So when they made a Final Four, it was with T.J. Ford. It was with guys who had been around. And not that T.J. Ford wasn't good enough to be an NBA player early on. He was.
Yeah.
But when you build some consistency, because Texas isn't the kind of program who's going to get two or three five-star guys that are going to be better than Kentucky and Duke and Kansas. They're not that program.
Yeah, that's the thing. The the Kentuckys and the Dukes, they get two or three of those guys every year. And
you might get one.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, even if you get a guy like Kevin Durant, who's a generational guy, I mean, how far can one really good guy take you? I mean...
Well, we've seen it. I mean, Carmelo essentially won it for Syracuse by himself.
Yeah, but they had people around him, too. I mean, it wasn't just Carmelo. Carmelo was obviously a superstar, but that was to me, that was an underrated team. I don't know. I think that Texas, what they are, is a program that should be better than what they've been, but probably will never be as good as people expect them to be, or as Longhorn fans expect them to be.
Well, and it's let's be honest, it's just not a priority at Texas. It never really, I mean, they'll spend the money on the coaches, but nobody goes to the games. They really should consider doing what UH did and go with a much smaller setup in their arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, making the tickets actually mean something, but nobody goes to those games. Even when the good teams come in, half the time it's not full. So I don't know if you can hire somebody who's going to make the fan base be excited. I don't know if that person's out there, but yeah, it's not a basketball school. It never really has been.
And doesn't mean that basketball can't be
right
exciting there. I mean, it can be, but it if you think that you're going to suddenly turn into Kansas, that's just highly unlikely.
And the thing is, and I kind of throw Texas and OU both into this, Kansas is the one true basketball school in that conference. I mean, and nobody's going to be Kansas in basketball, but there's no reason Texas isn't the next best thing.
They should be.
Yeah.
They should at least be in that conversation. Yeah, Jerry McNamara, he was the white guy who hit all the three-pointers. And then Hakeem Warrick, also a first-round draft pick, was on that Syracuse team. It's a pretty solid team. All right. Speaking of hoops, Fred, you want the best hoop? I got it for you. ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you get the best hoop. ProDunk goals, they're manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment, and they're better than any other goal you'll find on the market. And you might say, how do you know? How do you figure they're the best? Well, thickest steel of any goal on the market. Fact, 75% thicker than the best brands and the big box scores. This is legit. Tempered glass backboard, so strong. Hoops guarantees that if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they're going to replace it for free. And a rust armor finish, 30 years maintenance free. Perfect for the Gulf Coast weather. They've got four different designs to fit your home, driveway, or backyard. The newest goal, the Bear, fully portable. Perfect if you have a picky HOA in your neighborhood. And, of course, they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with just a turn of a handle, so any age can play. Or you can go out there, Fred. I know you like to go dunk on the short goal. That can be you right now. They've got all the accessories, the LED lighting, the court marking stencil, the custom pole pad lettering. Put your kid's name, your family name, your high school name, whatever. Get your new hoops goal today. Here's where you go to see it. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or just give them a call. 281-358-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Get this off your chest. Open my mouth, all the gems falling out. Make you lose control.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Has your child ever dreamed of playing football with Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson? Kids in grades 1 through 8.
Haven't asked him.
Yeah, well, you should ask him because you got a kid in grade 1 through 8.
I do. Two of them.
Yeah. They can attend the Academy Sports and Outdoors Deshaun Watson Football Pro Camp in partnership with First Community Credit Union, powered by Reliant, May 11th at Episcopal High School. We'll be giving away at 4:55. We'll take caller 5 at 713-780-3776. You'll win a spot to join Deshaun and his Houston area coaches for a small group instruction on football fundamentals and fun. Also, a reminder to check out sportsmap.com. Josh has his first mock draft up.
All right.
So we'll see how he does.
Is he going to get as much grief as Lance?
I don't know.
He probably doesn't have the reach that Lance does.
Probably not, but there are people who just automatically hate you when you do a mock draft.
Absolutely.
It's just like doing picks.
Yep.
People are going to hate you, but his is up. Cody did one last week, so we've got plenty of mock draft stuff. We've got some exciting Astros things coming here when the season cranks up. So just keep going to SportsMap. And you can sign up for the we now have a daily digest, so we'll go to your email. And if you just want to catch up on whatever you missed, you can sign up now.
Yep.
Really well, been really well received so far. All right. Kind of dovetailing on the college basketball a little bit. We were talking about Texas. Somebody sent me a message saying that Texas is going to build a smaller arena.
Yeah, they're building an arena on campus.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but
they're tearing down the Irwin Center, and it's going to be like a I guess the UT Medical Center is going to be right there, or some kind of the, I don't know, some doctor school is going to be there on their campus. So
because we need more doctors,
yeah, doctors are important, Fred. Yeah. They're looking for cures for cancer and male pattern baldness.
Well, they need to fix the latter.
Well, both.
Well, it sounds like the Israelis have the cancer
thing. By the way, man, shout out my old squad leader, Sergeant Delisle. I say shout out like he can hear. Died of cancer over the weekend. So as a dude who was a good man and a good soldier. And, I heard that news this weekend, and it kind of bummed me out. And I know nobody who knows him is listening, but I just wanted to put it out there that was that we lost another good one, and F cancer.
Yeah, it's kind of, especially now, because it seems like they're so close to being able to finally cure it, and it really feels even worse that, you know, if a year from now that if they have really done this like they say,
yeah,
that everybody we lose in this year, it's just horrible timing. We haven't talked much about the Antonio Brown thing. I'm kind of curious if you were the Steelers, what you would have done in that situation. Because I'm pretty sure I would have just said, listen, you're under contract, show up and play, or don't get paid. Because what you wind up getting, I mean.
Especially because you have to take, I mean, that's the biggest cap hit teams ever had to take. I mean, was it worth a third and a fifth to get rid of him? I don't know. I mean, at that point, I don't know. Maybe you just hold on to him, and if he doesn't play, okay, you want to sit out another year? You want to keep wasting these years where you can earn money? Go ahead. That might have been my move, but I also kind of understand the wanting to get out of just having a pain in the ass around. Like, you want to cut that cancer out and get rid of it, and that's what it looks like they did. He was bringing that place down.
Yeah, well, I mean, what a mess they've had between him and Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, man.
But as I said, I think they'll be fine. They'll go draft somebody, and you know, it'll be the guy will turn into a star because they seem to find star receivers.
Yep.
And as far as Oakland's concerned, you look at, well, I still think the Khalil Mack deal was dumb. I mean, why are you going to pay all this money for Antonio Brown when you could have paid Khalil Mack? But they come away with a lot of draft picks. They upgrade over Amari Cooper at wide receiver, although he's older. And, you know, I think as much as I made fun of him for some stuff, depending on how they draft, they're in a pretty good spot. Now, I don't like overpaying for Trent Brown, especially because you just drafted a tackle. You know, you've got pretty decent guys there already, but we shall see. Mac Daddy asked if the Texans are going to sit back and just sign second and third tier guys again instead of trying to fill some major needs before the draft. I think they'll try to fix cornerback, and I don't know. I mean, the offensive line market is not great to begin with, and the left tackle market is non-existent. And so, you know, that maybe they have to draft somebody, or you know, maybe they should be on the phones looking for somebody to make a trade. I mean, I don't know. There's some. I think they'll make some moves, but I don't think it's going to be the big sexy moves.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I think they're going to do their best to try to find some bargains. And, you know, I would say if it's me, you've got to sign two cornerbacks. You just, because what do you have right now? 80-year-old Jonathan Joseph. You have Johnson Batamosi, who's a special teams guy. You don't want him on the field.
No.
And Aaron Colvin, who was a bust last year, who you hope is going to bounce back this year. So that's.
But he also might not bounce. I mean, he might not be what he is.
Yeah, and you could point to the injuries all year, but
so you, what you basically have is an aged Jonathan Joseph, and beyond that, a bunch of maybe.
Well, not even a bunch of maybe, a few maybes.
Yeah,
there's not even
a whole lot.
Yeah, so I mean, I think you got to sign,
because now you don't have maybe Kevin Johnson, you don't have maybe Kareem Jackson,
right?
I mean, it's.
Yeah, and Kevin Johnson signing with the Bills. Boy, and they also signed Frank Gore, it looks like.
Well, so. You can tell they're serious about winning.
All right, well, hey, they wanted Antonio Brown.
That's a very serious franchise, Fred. Respect them. The Raiders are making better moves than the Bills. Imagine that. Like, now suddenly the Bills are such a joke that a guy would be like, I'm not going to Buffalo. Are you crazy? I'll go play for the Raiders, though. Hell yeah. Let me sign a long-term deal to play for the Raiders. What?
Well, think about it this way. Guess where they're going to be maybe next year.
They'll be in Vegas. I get that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot more appealing to me than playing in Buffalo. Plus, there's that no state income tax, which is one of the things that they did in the Trent Brown deal was, like, year two is where the big cap hit is.
Yeah.
They're assuming that they'll be in Vegas and there'll be no state income tax on him.
Yeah, but you really want to go play for Mark Davis and John Gruden?
I don't, but would I play in Vegas? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if it's all about where you want to live, I mean, that's not a bad place. I'd rather live in Vegas than Buffalo, but...
Of course, you can live in Vegas the other half of the year if you want.
That's true.
You know what you don't get, though?
You know what you can get in Buffalo?
Wings.
Badass wings.
Yeah, you know what you...
What if I want a little piece of Buffalo... Right here in Houston, in the big city.
You want the baddest ass wings you can get, you're going to go to Big City Wings, Houston's wing joint. And if you're going to go someplace to watch all the games and all these tournament games, and you want to be able to have some really good beer and have some great wings, have some crawfish, have a terrific hamburger, whatever you want, you're set at Big City Wings. They have such a great setup in their places so that you can see all the TVs. Any games that you want to watch are going to be on. And guess what? How about this? Specials every single day. Today, 70-cent chicken tenders all day long and 34-ounce Big Brew Night. So, you know what? If your kids are out of town because it's spring break and you're by yourself, like, hey, I think I'm going to go over to Big City Wings, get the 70-cent chicken tenders today, or go tomorrow and get the 2 for Tuesday wings and tea time for $3 Long Island iced teas. Everything made from scratch, so food's fantastic. I love these guys long before I ever started talking about them. Go and check out one of their 7 great locations, soon to be 8. As a matter of fact, all you got to do is go to bigcitywings.com to find the location nearest you. They're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as Big City Wings. Go check them out, bigcitywings.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.